The job market for PhDs in academia is not something I talk about much. Okay, I wanted to address it here, though, because it is the cause of a lot of pain for many PhDs that I work with. Most have told me that they've experienced rejection after rejection in academia themselves, or they've seen it up close with their peers and superiors, and they know there's no future for them in academia. This is the academic job market I'm talking about. They all wish they would have realized much earlier, in some cases years earlier, there's no future for them in academia. Now, what's happened? Over the past few years, several key factors have led to the destruction of the academic job market. The first is increased competition and what's called prestige bias. There's an article in Nature published in 2022 revealing that a small minority of universities supply the largest majority of faculty across fields, indicating a strong prestige bias in the academic job market. This situation is exacerbated and complicated by the trend of universities refusing to hire their own PhDs for faculty positions, but only hiring PhD students from their university for low-paid positions such as postdocs and TA positions. This has both limited the free movement of ideas and created an environment where new PhDs from less prestigious institutions find it harder to secure positions. Second, there have been significant and negative changes in employment dynamics. In 2020 and 2021, a significant portion of university position changes were categorized as permanent layoffs, okay, or furloughs, many of which have not been recovered. Additionally, there's a growing trend of requiring job seekers to submit diversity statements, adding complexity to the hiring process. This indicates a more challenging environment for PhDs seeking academic positions, which continue to dwindle. Third, there is increased pressure on graduates to develop networks, especially networks beyond their current university. A study by Monash University found that PhD qualifications alone do not guarantee long-term employment outcomes, not even close. Graduates increasingly need to leverage personal and professional networks to secure employment, even in academia. The study also highlighted that the typical, right, 5-year, 6-year, in some case longer, course duration for PhDs is too short to develop the expertise and networks that they need, forcing many to rely on their previous degrees for employment. Ouch. Fourth and finally, the academic job market has declined rapidly. Okay, the overall vacancies, the number of them for graduate roles, not postdocs, but junior faculty positions, has seen a massive decline. Okay, this year alone, there's been 11.6% drop compared to the previous year, which dropped from the previous year and dropped from the previous year. Okay, this indicates a tough job market in academia with increased competition and just fewer available roles. Together, these factors cumulatively suggest the more challenging landscape for PhDs in the current academic job market. The emphasis on prestige and institutional reputation changes the employment dynamics within academia. The necessity for strong personal networks and the overall decline in job vacancies have all contributed to making the job search process much more arduous for PhDs. Okay, so navigating this complex environment requires PhDs to be more strategic in their job search, focusing not just on academic qualifications, but also on building these relationships with people very early on, even at the first year of graduate school. Okay, that's the only way to adapt to this new market demand. And you got to be open to diverse career paths, both inside and outside academia now. So why am I talking about this again? Because many PhDs instinctually look at the academic path first because it's what we're comfortable with. And that's a dead end. You can waste years pursuing that path. So you should at least be open to paths outside of academia. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a 2-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder that's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access, to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program that'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the Resume Builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.